State lawmakers will soon start a second year of debate over whether to change mining regulations. Critics of the expected bill say the measure is likely to weaken environmental protections for ground and surface water and help open a large taconite mine not far from the Bad River Chippewa Reservation near Lake Superior. Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins Jr. is sharing his worries with the media and community groups in Milwaukee. He says he knows the Milwaukee area is home to several mining equipment makers.
But here's the thing. We're down here to talk on levels of humanity, on levels of ecosystems that are sustainable, that take care of people, that provide food, clean water, clean air. If we're down here to try and appeal to the humanity of corporations, obviously we're going to face some very rough challenges there.
Last week, Governor Scott Walker toured companies that say they could benefit if the taconite mine opens. One of those firms is Phoenix Products, a Milwaukee company that makes high-intensity floodlights for mining shovels and drag lines. CEO Scott Frederick says economic development is needed, and he thinks the DNR would protect northern Wisconsin.
I'm up there all the time, and I love the area. I think between our DNR and what they've learned in our sister states, Minnesota and Michigan, I hope we can avoid the problems they've had. They really cleaned it up.
Bad River leaders say some mines in those other states are polluters or are a different type of operation than the massive mine planned for iron in Ashland counties. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.